Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Best Bits of the Week with Morgan.
It's listener Q&A time,
where Morgan and a show member answer almost all your questions.
We are here. It's time for the listener Q&A, and Scuba Steve is here checking out his microphone. Of course, you have to be doing that while we're...
Yeah, I was looking for something, but also our goal, I found out today, our goal is 30 minutes. So
yeah, that's our goal.
Timer starts now.
For the sake of you. So we're going to kick off with some shout-outs, because I love doing this now. So Katina said, yay, you two are my favorite.
Katina! That's a cool name, by the way. I like that.
I know, right?
Katina.
Adam in Nebraska said, what up, Scuba? And Morgan, you have a cute giggle. I like it.
Adam's hitting on you a little bit. It's okay.
You know, Suki. Yeah, Suki, I love it. That's a cool name, yeah. Scuba and Lunch, my favorite podcast with you.
I love it. Suki, where's Suki from?
I shouldn't say. Sometimes I just get names out. I'll take names.
That's true. It's better than nothing. So yes. I appreciate that, Suki.
Chris said, just so excited. Y'all are my favorite Best Bits duo.
Chris, what up?
Yeah. And Michelle said, yes, my two favorite people are back again.
Sweet. Awesome.
So a lot of cool shout outs.
Back again.
Do you feel good now?
Again.
Feel regenerated?
Back, oh, boy. Back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back?
You're not helping our 30-minute time in.
Guess who's back? Ba-na-na-na. Bam, bam, bam. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go.
Are you good now?
Yeah. Okay. I had to get to a certain point, or otherwise I wouldn't be able to handle with my weird ADD, OCD stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all, you guys, for the shout-outs. It's so awesome, and I feel better. You feel good to start?
Guess who's back?
Don't do it again.
Guess who's back?
Okay, Lunchbox. No.
Oh!
Gosh, it's like Lunchbox. When I tell him to stop doing something, he keeps going. I'm like, what is happening?
Well, full context, this is like 4 a.m. before we even started the show to this day, which I think is Friday. We're doing this right now.
Yeah, it's a little delusional.
Delusional, rare form. Here we go.
Okay. Laura from Minnesota would like to know if we would rather be able to speak to animals or be fluent in every language.
Oh man, that's a great question. That's great. Like, would you rather? Because both are really cool. It'd be really, really cool to speak to animals, and be really, really cool to speak a bunch of languages.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, that's a great one. What would you do? You had some time to think about it.
100% speak to animals. Like, okay. I would be Dr. Doolittle. Like, give me the talking animals. Like, I think it's really cool to talk to every language, but like, I like animals more than humans. So like, let me talk to the animals.
That's true. I guess I look at it as like, that'd be cool. But then if like someone catches you talking to them and they can't talk to animals, they're like, this girl is crazy.
Yeah, but like, imagine being somebody like Dr. Doolittle and like, you just know all of the secrets of, and maybe the animals have a lot to say.
Okay. Well, have you seen that movie that came out with Adam Sandler? Was the, speaking of like, we did a game and the other one.
Yeah, the turtle.
He was the turtle. He wasn't the turtle. He was the, well, there was a turtle in it.
He was the turtle.
Oh, the turtle. That's right. I'm thinking of the lizard.
Yeah.
No, he's a lizard. No. The turtle was his friend. He was the lizard. The one that,
he was an old, no, he's an old turtle.
No, he's not.
Yes, he
I'll
is.
Bet you $100 he's not. Oh, crap. I thought he was the lizard.
It's Leo. Leo the lizard. Leo is the movie. No, he's a turtle.
No, he's not. No, oh, I don't
you're right.
You.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Yes. You're right.
The turtle was his friend.
Sorry. You're right. You're right.
It's $100.
I just, for some reason, it was like, because I have in my head that turtles like can turn 100 years old and the whole thing was like his age. Sorry. You are right.
But he did have a friend lizard. In the cage with him that was that a turtle.
Is, yeah. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. No, no, don't be sorry. It's all good. But yes.
You are right. So yeah, so even animals like being able to talk to us—that like,
was pretty
cool.
Just
be so cool.
That's
so.
Really cool. I mean, I think at one point in my life that would have probably been what I wanted to do, but now I think it'd be such a mind f to walk around and you go somewhere and someone's speaking a language and you can understand it, and they're like talking crap about somebody, and you can pile on, and be like, "Yeah, man, that person is annoying," but say it in their language, or if they talk crap about you, you can respond, and they're like, "Whoa!" Like it's such a—I think it's such a cool thing. But then also on the other side of the coin, you can travel the world and speak to everyone and anyone, no matter where you go, and you can immerse yourself in the culture and be a part of it, and really—I don't know—I feel like that'd be so cool to be able to speak so many different languages.
Oh, it would be 100%. Like traveling the world and being able to do that. Yeah, 100%. I'm with you.
And then every language too, that'd be, I think you could also be the person that's in charge of changing the universe because you can bridge all the gaps because you can speak to everyone.
Yeah.
You're an alien.
Superpower.
Superpower. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're a superhero.
That'd be really, really cool. Like for me, like I speak English barely, and I also can speak a little bit of Spanish and Tagalog, and that's it. But it'd be so cool to fluently speak.
Right.
Like you, do you have any other languages you can speak?
Well, I studied French in college. Okay. And had I stayed, I would have had a minor in French. Like if I didn't graduate early, I would have had, I finished my minor. But I didn't care enough to get like French as a minor. And I could then, but like that was me using it every day. And I haven't been able to use that at all.
Yeah.
Since then.
Kind of like floats away after you have, it's not a bike scenario.
No.
You can't get back on and be like, oh, parler du français.
No, like I can still recognize words, but like I can't really form sentences I can't, if somebody's talking it, I'll pick up on like one word and I'll be like, oh, but that's out of context. So I'm not sure what that means. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
So yeah. Okay.
That's a great question. I like that.
Your language and I am animals.
Yep.
Keon.
Keon, how's it spelled?
Key and then A-N. Keon.
K-E-Y-A-N?
Yeah.
I think it was like Keon, yeah.
Yeah, Keon.
Kia? No, I feel like it's something else. Well, there's a basketball player.
I can't even speak English.
There's a Keon Martin. So yeah, so okay. Keon. Yeah, Keon.
Okay, Keon from Ohio.
Yeah.
Would like to know if there is pressure to do projects like outside of work.
Projects? Pressure to do projects?
Yeah, I think he's talking like, pick up. If we want to do side hustles, if we want to explore other opportunities, I think he's curious if there's like this pressure to do things that aren't just the Bobby Bone Show.
Pressure? I don't think there's pressure to do it. I feel like for me, at least personally, I feel like it's something that you want to do. And then obviously doing other projects can help foster and flourish your career and your talents in any facet, not even just our job, like any other place. I feel like when you take on another skill or do something that's different from what you're doing, it just makes you a better, more well-rounded person. It could be specific to your industry. Like for us, would be like acting or doing voiceovers or doing something in our like music or something like that fits in our lane. It just makes us more well-rounded in our space. But feel pressured to do it? No, I don't feel pressured to do it.
Yeah, I would agree. It's definitely the same. Like, I think you have a mix of people here, just like with any job, who would love to explore other opportunities and grow and evolve in certain ways. And you have people who don't want to, and they love what they're doing. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah, you got worker bees, and then you got people who want to do something else and do other things. And
yeah,
both parts of the wheel come together.
They're both needed. Sense.
They're both totally needed, 100%. So yeah, I don't feel pressure. I don't think anyone should feel pressure to want to do more. It's something you have to actually want to do yourself and also have the bandwidth to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Okay, there's that one.
Ohio.
Kristen in Massachusetts wants to know what it's like from your perspective behind the scenes of Bobby Bone Show.
Kristen from Massachusetts. Yeah. My perspective? I guess it depends on the day of the week.
Is it a good day? Is it a bad day?
Yeah. I mean, even a bad day is still never as bad as I always look at to keep me humble and grateful from where I am. I always look at what I did before I got into radio. So it was a mixture of all kinds of crap going all the way back as a kid to working in a card store, which was fun. But it was like you tap out at a certain point as far as what you can do and how much money you can make. McDonald's, same thing. I loved it. It was awesome. it also, a lot of these jobs I've done have helped me, kind of going back to that last question of doing other things or doing something else. All these things have kind of like pushed me in a direction, eventually get to where I needed to get to, like building inspections. It was fun, but like there I learned customer service skills, people skills, having a conversation, being able to be delicate with people because you're in their home and in their space. And then another job would have been landscaping. Man, was that awful, because you're in the hot Florida sun for 60 hours. That
true was manual labor.
True manual labor. Yeah. And I wasn't one of those lazy white boys that would just get on the mower and ride around all day long. I was the one that was like, to gain the respect from the crew, because most of the crew is, my crew was Guatemalan, and they worked their butts off. Like from sun up to sundown, they were doing like that. We had one guy named Magno who was on the weed eater the whole day, and that's all he wanted to do was ride, was roll with the weed eater.
Dang, that's a matter of respect, because I don't even like weed eating my yard. My arms feel like jello.
This dude would do an entire like a brand new neighborhood complex they'd build in Orlando somewhere with like 500 homes. Homeboy would be rolling through the whole thing. He'd get to the end, he'd be like, whew, pop a Corona, and we roll to the next place. And I'm like, damn, these guys are ballers. So I was like, I don't want to be like the other guys that ran the cruise, because they was just pop their lazy ass on a mower and ride around. They'd be gone. You're like, where did Dave go? And he was just over there smoking a cigarette the whole time, maybe mowing, maybe taking phone calls, just BSing. And then their crew didn't respect them. So that's when I kind of learned like the camaraderie, and then also that like tore me down and made me realize, like, if I get anything else outside of this, I'll be so grateful to be in like an air conditioned space and being able to use my mind versus just like this mind numbing thing, which was great. Got in the best shape of my life, made some really good friends or people that were that part of my chapter of my life. But man, it definitely made me stronger as a person, because anyone has to do manual labor of any type. Because I've seen it through building inspections, when you meet people who are contractors and builders and painters and stuff, and then landscaping and all that. I'm like, man, hats off to manual labor people, because that's a lot.
Yeah.
No, that's a lot. Totally. Mentally and physically, it's just so much.
Okay. So, but back to the question about behind the scenes.
Oh, yes. Bobby yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, how did I even get in that tangent of like, oh, yes. Yeah, so it makes me humble and grateful for bad days. Okay. Here we go. This is not going to be a 30-minute episode.
I try. Well,
what happens is when I start talking about some of these things, I like doze off into space, and I can visually see myself back where I was, or these things that when I tell a story, I could like, I feel myself there again. And I'm like, oh, my God. Then I start going through the details, and it all starts coming back to me. And I'm like, wow.
It makes you a very great storyteller, but I'm going to start having to use the wrap-up finger on you.
Wrap it up!
Back to where you started, Scuba.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
We now have two singing.
It's just so cold in there.
You sung once on the show, and now it's never ending.
It's a Celine Dion song.
All right. Do you have anything about behind the scenes of Bobby Bones?
Am I also a politician? I'm just deflecting and going to something else?
Yeah, that's also fine.
I have an issue here I want to talk to you about, and I'm going to just deflect and talk about something else.
We can move to the next segment. We can take a break.
100. Okay. So behind the scenes in general, it's day to day, depending on if there's a guest that day, depending on if we have a technology issue or something craps and we have to figure out and troubleshoot and get that going, or if there's a sales issue, or if there's a problem. So there's a lot of unforeseen, unknown variables, which I think makes the job interesting, because you just never know what challenge you're going to have to face and overcome, because you can't just go and just give up. You have to do it. So you have to just get in it. Sometimes I'll be like,
you almost finished that. You almost finished that.
I know. I was going to say, like fudge.
Yeah.
But I didn't. But I was going to, I promise. Anyways, you have to just do it. So yes, a lot of unknown variables. It's all over the place, like I am right now.
I also think there's a part of this too, where everybody, you know, working in radio is a really cool job, and what we do is amazing. But everybody thinks that like behind the scenes is like this magical place where there's lot happening. And it's actually pretty boring. We're all just like sitting on our computers working on things, and it's pretty quiet. Like in the studio off air, like when the segment is happening, like after we're done and the music starts playing, everybody's just sitting in there working, and it's like quiet in the room. It's not like we're having a party. It's not like there's this lively, like there's country artists coming in and out all the dang time. Like,
no. We have periods like where we're doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, your studio, you guys are pretty quiet in there. Our area is pretty loud. Like between Ray, Abby, myself, and Kevin and Pitts and Lauren, there's a lot of like shouting and yelling, taking phone calls, running over to that place and talking to them. Someone comes in and we have to deal with that, or a guest comes through and there's all that kind of stuff. You guys are like the quiet room.
We're all like sitting there like little robots on our computers.
You guys are all like focused and doing the next thing, and we're just like all over the place and doing a lot of like crazy loud. I guess that's the kind of environment I run, though, is like a loud, like fun, outside, outspoken type place.
Yeah, I love it. So see, there's our behind the scenes.
So there's a different dichotomy, but also you guys are in an area where the microphones are usually hot a lot. So yeah, so if you're going to speak, you have to be careful when you're speaking because you just don't know what's going on in the moment.
Oh yeah, I turn it off any moment. Even if I'm like, if I'm just like a little cough, I'm like off.
Exactly.
I don't know what's happening.
Different dynamics between the studios. I think that would be the one thing I guess I could point out is ours is like wild and crazy and y'all's is kind of like buttoned up, and then wild and crazy when it's time to be wild and crazy.
Yeah. Always after the show for sure. Yeah, but during it's like if you're expecting something crazy, it's
no, it's not that. No.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back for more Scuba Steve tangents.
Yeah.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Mm. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
All right, Katie would like to talk about your wife and wants to know if she went...
Katie.
We don't have a state, so
that's fine. As long as we know her name is Katie.
She wants to know if your wife went back to work at the job that she really liked.
She did go back to work, but not to that job. The job that she really, really liked was back when we lived in LA. When we worked, she worked for Universal and worked for the guy who was the head of like development for like, I don't know what the full title was, but basically he was in charge of product development for toys that were lined up with movies and television shows and stuff. So products, merchandise, clothing, all that kind of crap.
She also had one she really liked here though too, I thought.
She did. She liked that one. That was just a lot mentally. Okay. But she did enjoy it, yes, because she's always wanted to work for a nonprofit. It was Second Harvest Food Bank. She did enjoy it, but I think for her what was crazy is she started working there right when the pandemic began. So it was a time that they had never seen, especially in a space where, you know, there's a lot of people who were challenged and they were not able to, what do they call it? Like food challenged? I forget what they call it, but basically
food insecurity.
Exactly. Food insecurities. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So basically a lot of people were out of school and their meal that they got at school was their meal. And now they're at home and the family can't afford food or doesn't have enough food. And so that lunch they were relying on at school, they're not getting because of COVID and they're at home doing homeschool. So there's a lot of that. So a lot of food insecurities, more homelessness. So she saw a time that, you know, they had never seen going through a pandemic. So it was a lot. And where most people were at home and like, woo, I'm at home having a great time, work from home. She was going in like us. She was going in every single day and having to put herself at risk with all these sick people and people who were catching COVID and not catching COVID and who people were getting vaccinated, not getting vaccinated and all this stuff. So she was surrounded by all that crap. So she did like what they were doing, but it was a lot on her as a person. So I think she was like, whew, get me the hell out of here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but now she's back at work.
Now she's back at work. But her favorite job, again, going back to Universal, was that.
Got it. We don't have.
We don't live in LA. Can't do that. That was her absolute most favorite job ever.
As it should be. That sounds really fun.
Yeah. And she worked at Universal. I was like, man, if you're going to work somewhere in LA, you should do what I do. Get into entertainment so you can. Because when you're in LA doing entertainment, that's where it's like, man, at least in my opinion, that's where it's special. Like really, really, really cool. Radio, television, film, all that. So I was like, dude, you need to immerse yourself in this. You've always been in banking because before that was always financing, banking. I was like, forget that. You need to have some fun. She got the Universal job. But
she's had like 9 lives with a career, like different scope of things. That's so cool.
Yeah, she really has. But like I guess the foundation for her is that she's just really reliable. She's really good at what she does, good with people, very organized. Very smart, creative, and so she's able to kind of take that and transform it to all different spaces.
I love that.
Which is cool. But yeah, so the job she has now, she loves. She works from home 100%, which is great because then it helps out with taking the kids to school. Her job is based in the West Coast, so she can take the kids to school, and then my part of it is I pick the kids up from school.
Got it. So you guys found a good balance.
Great balance. It's awesome.
Okay, and speaking of your wife, Shayla from Cali is asking about your favorite Filipino food.
My favorite? Oh, that's so the quintessential. Everyone's always like, everyone's favorite is lumpia, which is like almost like the French fries of Filipino food.
But they're not French fries?
They're not French fries, but the fact that they're just so common, like, oh, okay. I love French fries or I love chips, you know, or I love a hamburger. That'd be like the most like basic Filipino food that would, and I guess what I'm trying to say is.
So they're like a spring roll?
Yeah. When I say French fried chip, whatever, I'm not comparing it to what it tastes like or what it looks like.
Got it.
It's more of a comparison of it's the most like
sought after,
the most basic.
Okay.
Yeah. Like this is like the hamburger of America.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So the lumpia rolls are great, but my absolute favorite has to be okoy. And okoy is this thing where they would like, it looks like a pancake where they fry it on a pan and it's flat and it's like some sort of breading and there's like an onion or bean sprouts or something. And they'll put like shrimp in there and a couple other things. I don't really know how to make it, but I just know that you dip that in this like vinegar and garlic and woo, it is phenomenal.
Wait, okay. So is it like vegetable or, because I'm looking up all these things, okay, that you're talking about, or yeah. Is it shrimp?
Well, they put shrimp and vegetables in it.
Got it. So it can be kind of either. Yeah, they look like little fritters. Some of them look like fritters.
They could be. They're more like, the ones they make are like flat, like little pancakes, like small, like little discs that are the size of like maybe, I don't know, like a baseball-ish and flat. Ooh, those are good.
Is this like a good?
Yeah, that's a good representation of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Those are really good. I love taron, which is a like dessert. Where it looks like a lumpia, but on the inside, I think it's like plantains or something, and they put chocolate on the outside. It's phenomenal. Deneguan, I've tried it, which anyone listening to go, Deneguan, chocolate meat. It's basically meat marinated in pig's blood.
And that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's really, well.
I could have gone my whole life without knowing about that.
Well, balut is the one you've probably seen that everyone like posts online where it's the half chicken egg where it's an egg, but it's like a half, like it's a fetus, but it's not fully grown.
What the crap?
You never seen balut or heard of balut?
No.
Okay.
Do you think I'm over here seeing that stuff?
But you watch trends on TikTok and stuff for a while. There's
ain't nobody posting that trend.
Oh yeah, well I've seen it for sure. Where people are like, oh, I've tried balut.
Well, maybe my feed just knows me really well that I love animals, so it always gives me happy videos.
True. Okay. Yeah, you wouldn't want to see a half.
Nothing of what you just said in the last 45 seconds I ever needed to hear in my ears.
Okay. Pancet's another really good one. Man, there's so much good Filipino food. There's this other one that I forget what it's called, but I think they always call it, my wife's family calls it bistek or beef tek, and it's like beef with pig ears and these mushrooms. Oh my God. Anyways, I can go on forever. I like everything.
Yeah, none of the you only had a favorite is what you were supposed to do.
Yeah,
there.
I don't have a favorite. I like it all. That's the problem. Okay. I love it all. It's one of my favorite foods to eat.
Well, Andrea would like to know your true feelings about Dr. Phil because she loves him.
Okay.
And she knows you worked for him, so she's kind of curious your real feelings, what you can cannot share. I don't know if you have an NDA.
Yeah, did I sign an NDA? I don't remember. I think I did.
I like had to say that just in case to make you like think.
Yeah, I did. But even if I did, though, like he was, I mean, I didn't work with him like an I wasn't at the stature of like where I am now, like an EP where you work directly with the talent. I was more on the towards it because I had just started. I was bottom rung. I was like a PA and then became an AP associate producer. So I wasn't at that level where I worked with him hand in hand. So mm-hmm. I can't be like, oh, yeah, like he was so great. And, you know, call me when my son was born. Like, it's like I don't have those kinds of stories. But from what I my perspective and what I my the times I did deal with him, he was a nice guy. He was really tall. And it was interesting to see him walk because he was so I think he was so tall. You ever see someone who's very tall and as they old age, they just like have this like different kind of walk?
Kind of like a waddle.
Yeah, it's almost like you're almost are in amazement that their legs are holding their body up, that they're moving still. Because he was just so tall, from what I remember, and like he'd walk and his legs didn't match his body. You're like, it was interesting.
That's funny.
It, but I'd always watch him, and I'd see him come out, and he'd walk out to his car, and he would get in his, I think it was a Rolls Royce that he got in, or a Bentley. It was just like this super sick car that he'd get in and drive off into the sunset. So I always looked at him almost like a, not like a superhero, but like someone you'd see and go, wow, like it was just some sort of like mystique about him.
It's like watching an animal in the wild. Like this is how we see animals in cages. And you saw Dr. Phil and that was like your animal.
Yeah, he left his cage. He left Studio 29. He got out of the cage. I'm like, there's an animal on the run. It's a Dr. Phil. It's a Philip. What do we do? And I was like, I let him get in his car and drive off. He was cool. And his house was sick. I went to his house one time to drop off a check or some paperwork. And I got up to the very, very top of this Hollywood Hill. And I remember driving my car up there and I kept having to go and keep going and keep going. And you got to the top and you're like, oh my God, what is this place? And then he had like his guest house was bigger than any normal house that I had seen before. And I was like, it was just unbelievable. The lifestyle that he is able to live and the view that he has of all of LA was breathtaking.
Dang.
And so I envied him more than anything. So I had no issues with him. I had no problems with him. Again, I didn't work day to day with him, like face to face. But from what I heard, he was fine. He was a nice guy. Old Texas
good.
Boy.
Hey, at least you didn't have any bad stories. That's good.
Yeah, nothing bad. I mean, if you're in the industry that long, you have to be doing something right. You can't be that terrible of a human.
It always comes out one day.
Yes. Some people can give him crap, though, about like nepotism. Like, well, he took care of his sons and stuff. Like, because his son was also an EP and produced The Doctors, which was that show with Travis Stork and all that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people are like, oh, nepotism. It's like, but yeah, but if you have the ability to set your kid up and your kid is actually also good at what they do and they're not just some lazy piece of crap, like, why not? You know, why not help mm-hmm. your kids out? And you have the ability to do so. I would totally do the exact same thing if my son wanted to follow my path and was good at it and was willing to work towards it. So I guess people could maybe say that in the industry, but I see it as like, why not?
Nice. So, okay. I think he's great. Well, hey, shout out Dr. Phil and your really cool house.
Yes. And well, now he lives in Texas. He started his production company all over again and revamped it after they went away during COVID. And now he moved a bunch of staff that he really liked from the OG days to, I think, Austin, Texas or somewhere in Texas.
Wow.
Where he's from. And then they built this like massive thing. And now he's doing a Dr. Phil show again.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
See, he's a great guy. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take one more break and okay. We got a few more questions.
All right, cool.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
All right, Christy in Georgia would like you to get personal and share one thing about each show member that impresses you professionally.
Each show member that professionally, okay. I'll start with Pitts, who's one of our editors.
Okay, and maybe we get to keep this short. You can share one word.
One word, okay.
Pitts. Or two words, two words.
Pitts, reliable.
Okay.
Very reliable. You need him at any point, it could be freaking...
Hey. One word.
Okay, reliable.
I knew I had to put a cap on you.
Hey, one word. And then you hear that giggle that someone said in the beginning they liked.
Hey, I have a cute giggle.
If that giggle came out, I can't even try to replicate it because it's like, it's impossible. It's your giggle. Okay, now we just went on another tangent and we added more time to this thing.
Hey, thanks.
Kevin. Kevin, I would say, is a sponge. Like he really likes to learn and wants to really soak all the, I know, but I feel like one word doesn't really explain it.
I know, but it also, you know, leaves it on a cliffhanger too.
Okay. Kevin Sponge, Pitts Reliable, Lauren Eager, Abby Excited, Ray.
I'm so entertained.
Ride
right
or
now.
Die. One, two, three.
Right. You have to do yourself too.
I'll get me last.
Okay.
Morgan. Good energy. It's more than one word. Good
I said energy. One or two.
Okay. Good energy. Eddie. interesting. interesting, friend and friendly.
Okay.
Lunchbox. Super interesting. Underdog, outlier.
That was four words.
Well, because I also have a special place in my heart for Lunchbox because when I first came on, one of my projects was like to figure out how we can like elevate this more and bring him back to his glory. And we did. And he's been fantastic. So I would say soft place in my heart.
Got it.
Mike D, Mike Distro, Mike Rodriguez, Miguel Rodriguez. I would say G.
G, like, G. Oh, you're saying like a gangster.
A gangster,
just
G.
For everybody who does
exactly.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
G can mean a few things.
Yeah, 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 yeah. G's a G. Amy, like a G because like
I got it.
Right. Amy, I would say there's a lot of words that come to mind, but I think the
beatboxing?
One that, huh?
You're beatboxing.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure it out. What would be the best word for it? Because again, I have to dial it down to one word. I can give like 17 words.
I know. You do like one or two.
Okay. Yeah. I would say beautiful person and kind and always willing to try and put forth the best effort.
That was like 10 words.
I know, but like I couldn't, like I was trying to like formulate it into like what would be that one word. So I would say like magnificent. Puts all that into it. Okay. And then for Bobby, I would say another one where I'm like, what would be the best word for him? Because they're like, people are like, oh, fight, grind, repeat, hard worker. I mean, yeah, all the obvious things. I'm trying to think of words that would be kind of like different from the norm. For him, I would say outstanding.
This is really entertaining for me to like.
Well, it's fun to watch him because like sometimes we'll give him direction about something or we'll talk about something, and it's fun to see how he'll take it and how he interprets it and how he wants to lay it out on the show. So it's a lot of fun to see like how he interprets direction and then goes. For me, it's always been fascinating, like working with someone like Ryan Seacrest and him, and even guys like JV and Don Blue and people I worked with in the past that were like legends in the industry. It's fun to always see what it's like when you tell someone something or give them direction or speak to them in some way or have to get something done and how they can take it and yet use parts of what you said, but then also take it and make it themselves and then how they get into it and how they form it. So I would say maybe amazed a little bit, amazed to see how he does it. Cause he's definitely unique in a way I haven't seen anyone do the way he does things. So it's, I would say amazed. So that
was like 100 words.
God dang it. All right.
And then I was just like letting you go on.
And then for me, I would say, either magnanimous, phenomenal, weird.
This is going in so many different directions.
Yeah.
I appreciate the vulnerability. Thank you for doing that.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm sure that Christy loved it. And for all the show members who I only allowed him to say one word about, cause I was trying to keep it out. I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry, I'm sure that. He had so much more to say about you.
Yes. And then, and then our head of security, which I always feel weird saying his name, cause I feel like he should be a secret. So okay. I would say, stealth.
He's the Men in Black.
I would say stealth, but a ball of joy.
Love it.
Cause if you know him, he is so charismatic and if you're having a day where you're not really feeling it or whatever, he's really good at like turning that frown upside down, girl.
Also more than one word.
Yeah, whatever. What's the next question if there is one?
Do we plan to stay in Nashville or do we dream of moving out of state? Emily in Ohio.
You want to go first? Since I did a lot of talking and there were a lot of questions directed towards me, it's your turn.
No, it's great. I make them direct.
I know, but
you.
I feel like it's your. I mean, it's your turn now. Okay.
Okay.
I will tell my. I already know my answer.
Yeah, I would love to live in a mountain town. Like genuinely, if you want to talk about somebody who has an energy in a different place that is like located in the wrong place, it's me. Yeah. In Nashville.
Specific town though. Towns like top three.
I mean, near Grand Tetons, like Jackson Hole, Wyoming, would be insane.
Okay.
I love Denver, Colorado.
Yeah. It's
close to everything.
Denver's, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Those would be probably like top two. I don't know that I have a third.
Yeah.
But I just love a mountain town. Now with what I do, that's probably going to be more of a retirement plan situation. Yeah.
Unless you did Denver. Denver is a region where you could thrive in this career.
Yeah, potentially.
But Wyoming's definitely more chill.
Yeah.
Because Denver's good too, because you're also close to travel for like LA, San Francisco, Seattle,
great
Las Vegas.
Travel spot. Like yeah. You can fly, that airport's insane. But I want to keep chasing my dreams too. So I'll only move out of state when it works and when the timing's right. And that's the life that plans. So, but I'm not going to be a retirement person down in Florida or California. I will be in a mountain town.
Yeah. Heck yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. What about you?
I think were you recently sold on that when you did your trip with your mm-hmm. family?
I already knew that about myself, that I just am not I don't mind the beach and I will go, but I'm not a like lay on the beach all day kind of person.
Okay. So yeah, I am. I love the beach. I love the ocean.
Yeah. And you're kind of like one or the other.
100%.
So,
Yeah. Okay. I can see that about you. Definitely a mountain girl for sure.
Yeah.
You find yourself a nice, strong, brawny looking mountain man.
I'm trying, you know?
Well, maybe that's where you got to go.
Yeah.
If your energy's drawing you towards it, maybe you really need to move to Denver. Yeah. Smoke a little weed and find yourself a mountain guy.
Yeah. But like, I also want to chase my dreams and like do this. So, you know, true. I want to live a lot of lives.
True. That's true. You do. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
All right. You.
Okay. For me, this is a, I always look at my life thrown out into like different acts or chapters, and I've lived in many different places. So for me right now in this chapter, part of me is like, I'd like to be near family, because having mm-hmm. three kids that are five and under, it's a lot. And not having any family around or near is very difficult on myself, my wife, and the family. So yeah. Right now I'm like, man, it'd be nice to be back somewhere like a San Francisco, because that's where my wife's family is, or Orlando, where my family is at, or a Los Angeles, where you can travel to San Francisco, which is what we did before we moved here. So part of me is like, man, it'd be nice and convenient to be somewhere over there. But of course, again, my career path has me here in Nashville right now. We've built some roots and we like it and we enjoy it. And even though we don't have family around, we at least can fly family in, or we can go to fly to see family, which of course is not as convenient as, you know, driving down the street. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely in a predicament. We're like, man, what do we want to do? Where do we want to be? Where do we want to go? Because my career is also very important. And my wife now works 100% from home, so she could work anywhere. And our company has an office, I think, in San Francisco or San Diego. So, I mean, it doesn't really doesn't matter where she lives. It's more family-based and, for me, career-based. I'm stuck.
Yeah. It's hard. It's like one of those decisions that I don't feel like you take lightly. Like, it's funny. Yeah. I have roots, right? Like, I bought a house here and I have a life here. I have incredible friends, a whole community, and this job. And I look at that and, like, just uprooting all of that and just going somewhere else just to live somewhere else feels, that makes me, like, get all the goosebumps that I don't like. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just the idea of all of that. But that idea is also good, like, if you're in a place for that. But that's a difficult decision to make.
It is. I mean, it was easier for me when I didn't have kids. When I didn't have kids and I was single, or I was with somebody who was willing to move. Like, when I moved from Orlando to San Francisco, easy. That was actually not, I wouldn't say easy. It was the most difficult because that's where I was from, my home. I'd lived there for 19, 20 years. That was the most difficult move. But once I made that first move, then it made all the other moves much easier, because then it didn't matter. I built roots in San Francisco, being there for 6 years or so. But then it was like, well, it's time for the next thing. And I didn't have any kids that were in school or anything that were ingrained in the community. So I was like, well, let's go to Los Angeles. And the same thing. I had a kid, but he was like a year and a half. Moved from there. It didn't matter. But I think the only thing that makes it harder now is because now there's other people.
Yeah.
But I'm also kind of like, F it. I want to do what I want to do and chase my dreams and stuff. And my wife said to me, I don't know if I said this the other day. Did I say this in the other one about the chasing your dreams?
I think you and I talked after, off the mic.
Yeah. My wife was, yeah. My wife said something about dreams that made me go, stab me in the heart. And I was like, oh, okay. So,
yeah. Because you should chase your dreams. And if you can, you totally should.
And I've always chased a version of my dream, but not actually. I guess I've been chasing my dream in a different way, where I've kind of like looked at as my career as, like, when someone goes to becomes a franchisee of like a Chick-fil-A or owns a business, a lot of times the requirement is, all right, you have to work from the ground up. We want you to know all the positions in this business, so that way when you run it, you can understand all the perspectives and you know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And you know how it all works. So that way when you go to work with somebody, it's like they'll respect you more because you did all those things. And they'll go, oh yeah, well. And when you talk to them, they know you've also done those things, because the way you can speak to them versus just being like, just, you need to do a little bit of this and just figure it out. And then you're like, of course I will, but like, screw you. So I feel like it builds a better foundation for a team when you have done the whole thing. So I guess my whole long-winded answer is, I've been going backwards at my dream of like learning everything about this. And now I want to achieve what I want to do with it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
As you should.
As I should. As you should. As you should, who is, I'm talking to you.
Everybody should.
Everyone should chase the dream, yeah.
We're ending with a question from Roberto Florida.
Roberto.
He would like to know your beard care routine.
Roberto Clemente.
Nah, I don't think this is last.
Great baseball player.
Okay.
Called him Bob Clemente, some people.
Hey, back on the train tracks. Beard care routine.
Roberto, it's very simple. All I do is shampoo and conditioner. That's it. So every day.
Do you comb it out?
I don't comb it out. What I do is routine is I take a shower in the evening, and then when I'm in the shower, I just, how you would wash your hair, I do shampoo first, let it sit in there, then I do conditioner, and I let it sit in
there.
Does
it get in your mouth a lot?
No, it doesn't get in my mouth, no. Because I close my mouth, I don't have it open.
Well, you have like a stash, so like, is it dripping in there?
No, it's pretty easy, just like, you wash it.
You're letting it like sit there, though.
Yeah, well, I let the conditioner sit there. The shampoo, let it sit for a second, and I immediately rinse it out.
I was gonna say, shampoo is what's drippy.
True, you're dripping the bubbles and suds in the bucket, and the clothes hanging out on the line.
Yeah.
So.
So
shampoo, immediately put it in, immediately rinse it out. Conditioner, I let it sit in there because that's when it makes it softer and all that kind of stuff. And then the next morning, I just like, I go over the sink and I take a little bit of conditioner and I get a little bit of my hands and I wash it again. I like kind of like spread it out a little bit, the beard, with my fingers, and then I dry it off, and that's it. I don't put anything in it. I don't put oil in it. I don't put any thing other than shampoo, conditioner, and then I get it trimmed every 2 or 3 weeks. I go to a guy in East Nashville, and he trims up my...
You go to the barber.
I go to the barber. Same barber that Sam Hunt goes to. I've seen him like 4 or 5 times now, and I never bother him.
You both have great beards, so that tracks.
He has a great haircut, too, and the guy that cuts his hair, who's the owner of the spot, is legit. I don't want to give up my spot because it's my spot. I also want to give up my spot because it's also Sam Hunt's spot, and I want Ray to go there and ruin it for me.
Respect. I understand. Well, thank you for ending us on a beard care routine. Much appreciated for Mr. Roberto here.
Mr. Robert, double berigato, Mr. Roberto, double, 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 double.
You done now?
It's Mr. Roboto, but his name's Roberto, so it kind of fit. I'm done now.
Okay.
I don't know. You like not heard a lot of these older songs.
In all fairness, I listened to country music my whole life.
You haven't like branched out listen to other music?
I do now.
Okay.
But like when I was a kid, no.
True. Okay, I see. You're kind of based on what your family listens to.
Yeah, we listen to like all country music. Like my dad was having me jam into Reba and Brooks and Dunn like every time I was in the car.
Okay, that's fair.
So that's what fair. I know.
That's fair. We were talk radio, classic rock, and pop.
See, but I do now. I have been. When I work out, I listen to 80s music and like rock songs. I'm trying to learn.
Okay.
And I do know a lot of like the big hits. It's like the other... I can't identify artists with the songs.
True. You just know that if you heard it, you go, oh my God, I know that one. You can kind of sing along to the hook.
Like I know a lot of the hits. It's just a connecting the dots. Like I'm not going to know their whole history like I know about Reba or, you know, Tim McGraw.
Yeah, I feel you. Okay. I respect.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for joining me, Scuba. And roasting me right at the end.
You bring him up and you bring him right back down. Have a good morning.
All right. Well, tell the people where they can go follow you.
You can follow me at Scuba Steve Radio, ScubaSTVRIDIO. You can follow me on Twitter. I don't call it X. That's stupid. You can follow me on Instagram. And then I did TikTok, but I think it's so stupid. I don't even really do it very much
anymore. You lasted very long.
I lasted as long as I mean, people are like, oh, you're going to be like scrolling forever. No, I'm not. Because I unfortunately value... quality of like edits and audio, like it pains me to watch some stupid person retell a story that probably is like 90% fake, and then someone loses their job over it. It's like I can't get into TikTok. I may post one or two more videos, but man, I'm here to tell you, TikTok is stupid.
Well, it's like Reels on Instagram too.
It's hella dumb. It's so stupid. And it's just so, I sound like the old crotchety man, but like, God, is it stupid?
Yeah. Hey, you can come follow my content. I don't feel like it's dumb. I feel like I have pretty good content. Yeah,
I mean, you have some good content. Yes, you have good content. I mean, like, but I guess the one I get, unfortunately, when I'm scrolling through or the ones that make the viral or news and stuff, it's like that kind of crap. It's like retelling of fake stories or like someone being like, here's a hack that everyone knows about and we act like we forgot about it, but I'm going to bring it back up and it's my idea now. It's like, no, my grandma told me that. Sorry. My grandma told me that. Man, am I
We going? Made it, first of all, we didn't make it 30 minutes. We made it the entire time just for you to do it at the end.
Oh, man. But yeah, sorry to sound like that, but good Lord. Is
you
that
are a crotchety old man. All right.
All right.
Well, I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah. On a positive note.
Go make your TikTok videos that Scuba Steve is not watching, apparently.
Hell no.
You can follow me at Webgirl Morgan, Scuba Steve, at Scuba Steve Radio, and the show at Bobby Bone Show.
And I'm not old. I'm only 37,
You're a crotchety old man.
But when I talk that way, I sound like I'm 70.
Yep.
All right, bye.
We're leaving. Bye.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend. Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show.
And follow at Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Hey, fam. I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz this time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.